And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Friday the 24th of January. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. There's a stormy shipping forecast coming up in just a moment, followed at 5:30 by news briefing. First, though, if you like gossiping with dogs, we've got a programme just for you.
Why do we do certain things, like blush, lie or laugh? Things we do every day that don't always make a whole lot of sense.
You're 30 times more likely to laugh if there's somebody else with you than if you're on your own.
I'm a paleoanthropologist, and with some expert guests, I'll be revealing why we've evolved to do the things we do, like hanging out with dogs and gossiping.
Nothing is a better bonder of a group of people than one collective enemy.
The new series of Why Do We Do That? With me, Ella Al-Shamahi, starts this afternoon at 2:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon King. Morning.
Charles, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 24th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at midnight. Low northwest Shannon 941, expected close to the west of Fair Isle 952 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Zero, south at Zero. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie 4th, Tyne Dogger. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11. Decreasing 7 to severe gale 9 later in Tyne and Dogger. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, but decreasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in German Bight. Rain until later, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, but occasionally gale 8 in Humber and Thames, then decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast Sol, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in Irish Sea, veering mainly west 4 to 6 later, but 6 to gale 8 later in Irish Sea. Showers, good. Shannon, west storm 10 to hurricane force 12, decreasing 7 to severe gale 9, then 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malham. Cyclonic, becoming westerly gale 8 to storm 10 at first in Malham, otherwise storm 10 to hurricane force 12, decreasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, becoming northwest later 7 to severe gale 9, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later in Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in southeast Iceland, increasing storm 10 or violent storm 11 later in southeast Fair Isle. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 8, rain 2 miles, 961, falling very rapidly. Stornoway, east by south 6, 24 miles, 970, falling very rapidly. Lerwick, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 982, falling quickly. Lucas, southeast by east 6, rain 1 mile, 977, falling very rapidly. Bridlington, south south east 7, 986, falling very rapidly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south southwest 7, 5 miles, 999. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1000 metres, 997. Jersey, south by west 7, slight rain 3 miles, 998, falling quickly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, South by East 8, 1 mile, 993. Silly Automatic, Southwest by West 7, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 988, now rising. Valentia, Southwest by West 8, mist 2 miles, 975, rising very rapidly. Ronald's Way, South by East 8, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 970, falling more slowly. Malinhead, South 6, slight showers, 3 miles, 955, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep Atlantic storm will move in from the southwest during Friday morning. This will bring gales and heavy rain to all areas, and violent storm or hurricane force wind speeds are expected for a time near some Scottish and Irish sea coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattrahead, including Orkney. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest gale 8 to storm 10. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattrahead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest severe gale 9 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain becoming fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 to 7, then 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, then 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lymerigis. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Then northwest 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest, veering west, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Southwesterly, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering mainly west 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man. South or southwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Lough Foyle to Conifer Loch. South, veering west or southwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 7 to severe gale 9, then 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, becoming west storm 10 to hurricane force 12, decreasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later, then 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 5 for a time, becoming northwest gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 for a time. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 6 or 7, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 at times in northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 24th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: people in Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland this morning are bracing for winds of up to 100 miles an hour from Storm Erwin. President Trump has signed an executive order to release all the files on the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Bobby Kennedy, and the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. In business, there's been a big increase in the number of companies in what's called critical financial distress. And in sport, Novak Djokovic has retired from his Australian Open semi-final against Alexander Zverev. People in Scotland and Northern Ireland, as well as in the Republic of Ireland, are bracing for Storm Erwin, which is expected to bring winds gusting at 100 miles an hour. A rare red warning, meaning there's a danger to life, has been issued for the entire island of Ireland and Scotland's central belt, which includes both Edinburgh and Glasgow. People are being advised not to travel. Most schools and nurseries will be closed and trains and planes have been cancelled. The principal of St Paul's Primary School in Belfast, Sean McNamee, says he's nervous.
I am a bit. We're in an old building and there are signs of wear and tear here, there and everywhere, so we don't really know what might happen to the building itself. We might come back to quite often with heavy winds, not even anywhere near as heavy as predicted. And roof tiles and suspended ceiling tiles will all move and things like that, so we expect that the alarm will go off and all of those sorts of things.
The Business Secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, has said the government will make the case to the Trump administration that it shouldn't impose big tariffs on imports from the UK because the US has no goods trade deficit with Britain. Mr. Reynolds said the UK's economy was dominated by the services sector rather than manufacturing. He was speaking after President Trump told business executives gathered in Davos in Switzerland that they could either produce their goods in the US or face widespread tariffs. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order declassifying files on the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Bobby Kennedy, and the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Mr. Trump said that everything would be revealed. Earlier, he said that he would appeal against a federal judge's decision to temporarily block his order ending automatic right to American citizenship for everyone born on US soil. The judge in Seattle said the order was blatantly unconstitutional because the right to citizenship is enshrined in the 14th Amendment. The Democratic Attorney General in Michigan, Dana Nessel, agrees.